Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I want to welcome you into Journey into the Healing podcast. The Journey into Healing podcast is going to be produced every week for your enjoyment, and the upcoming shows can be found over at elizabethsampson.com. I want you to come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at esampsonrn and Facebook. All the links to the archive shows will be over on my website. You can also get them over here on Blog Talk Radio. And if this is your first time with us, welcome in and thank you for stopping by. Now, my intention for this show is to inspire and awaken you to take 100% control and responsibility for your health, getting you focused and moving forward from today's medical paradigm into the new realm of wellness, where you, the individual, are the architect of your belief, the creator of your reality, and the manifest master of your health. Now, this is the place to come where your transformational healings begin. Universal teachings are applied, and your thoughts are inspired and awakened to make change happen and shift in your world. Now, that being said, I intend to hold this space as a sacred place for divine healing and for the positive thoughts and transformative change. Now, if you stumbled upon this broadcast, please know that there are no coincidences, and these messages that you will receive here today are intended and meant for your ears. So I'd like to ask you to share this podcast out with your friends, your family, your followers, and all those that you feel will benefit from the messages that you receive here today. And if you want to participate in the discussions here, you can call in and get in the queue. The number here is 646-564-9633, or you can hop in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio, and you can ask some questions there when I get the chance to look down at it and look at, and read the questions, I guess. Now, today we have an interview with Dr. Michelle Walker. I'll read you a little bit about her bio. Reverend Dr. Michelle Walker is a doctor of nursing practice and medium, a metaphysician, and ordained minister through the Fellowship of Spirit in Lilydale, New York, and a member of the largest spiritualist community in the world. She is a holistic practitioner, doctor of nursing practice, and medical director of a federally qualified healthcare center serving the uninsured population. I'm so sorry. She specializes in the medical intuition, body, mind, and spirit connections with readings on well-being, relationships, love, career, life purpose, abundance, past lives, and more. She's available for private readings, public demonstrations, events, and workshops. And her website is empoweredwellness.com. To invite Dr. Michelle Walker in and welcome her to the show. Hi, Michelle, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for bringing me on the show and spreading the word of how we can empower ourselves to heal. I love it. Love the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I just want everybody to know I met Dr. Michelle Walker over a year ago. I think it was in April last year. Was that right? Was it April? In person, she is a wonderful person, a beautiful soul. We did a Periscope show together. I remember that one night we did. It was fun. We had a great connection. And we hit it off really well because we're both nurses, of course.
Yeah.
You know, she's a doctor of nursing practice. She has more education than me. But we connected for the wellness, and which was very exciting for me to finally, you know, be able to connect with someone that was more than just nursing, who was in the holistic, in the spiritual realm, which I don't know if you had that connection. I just thought that was, for me, that was important.
Well, it's so awesome because as nurses, we care and we are very compassionate. And most nurses do believe that there's more than just, it has to be a mesh of traditional medicine and other modalities, and they're open for it, but they may not have the experience with it. And it's really awesome to find more that are truly awakened into their spiritual quest, their spiritual journey. So there's more of us, more and more of us waking up and coming out, and it's helping people truly heal different. And it's palpable. It's very palpable. But yes, it was awesome.
Yeah.
We met through Periscope, and then yeah. Elizabeth, I was promoting a medical intuition course, and she's like, I'm going to come. I'm like, yay. So then we got to meet in person and have a show, and it was just phenomenal, phenomenal group of women that were there.
Yeah, it was funny because it was just, as you say, divine intervention. And when I jumped on your Periscope and you were talking about the medical intuition class, and I was like, oh, my God, I have to do this. I have to do this, you know. And I signed up for it. It was like, you know, how you hesitate about some things. And this, I did not hesitate. This, I signed up and I went to the class. We met. It was just, it was a great weekend.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, it was wonderful. So I just want to ask you that, you know, I mean, you're a doctor of nursing practice. You see clients on a daily basis. You also are a reverend, so you do your spiritual community work also. So
yes.
Here's a question for you, since this show is Journey into Healing.
Yes.
What does that mean to you? What does Journey into Healing mean when I say that for you?
Well, what I have learned over my 20 years in healthcare is that not one thing is enough to really shift what's going on in our bodies. Because our bodies, there's the emotional aspect, the spiritual aspect, and the physical. And if you heal the emotion, that may help some of the other aspects of what's going on, but there's remnants across all three categories. So in order to truly heal and empower ourselves, we have to look at our emotions and how they're stored in the body and where is it trapped,
right.
And how is that causing the physical pain? And if you may have physical symptoms because you're having trapped emotions. And then you bring in the spiritual aspect where you're not finding that true love and forgiveness and self-love, or it's these past lives that are coming forward and, you know, affecting us in this lifetime. So when you kind of look at a problem or a disease or a diagnosis, and you kind of look at it from, oh, okay, so say osteoporosis, for example. So if somebody has severe pain, and you can look at, well, osteoporosis tells me they're not feeling supported in life. And then, you
yeah.
know, have physical issues going on? Do they have falls that this compounded it? And where is in the body is that located? Because each body part can tell you something as well about everything is like a diamond with multifaceted. But if you really want to heal that and improve it, you have to have them find love for themselves, find peace with the aging process, and truly not buying into it and trying to pull themselves back into their divine being who's infinite and has abundance in health and vitality. So when you kind of connect all the aspects and you have people working on a little bit of everything, planting seeds,
right.
That's what makes the most difference for long-term success of changing any of these dis-ease conditions.
Right, right. And in your medical practice that you're dealing with, it's how do you how are you able to bring the spiritual aspects into that medical practice when it comes to the diagnosing? And are you able to bring in the extra services that people need for for their health and well-being when they do have these trapped things from past lifetimes. And
this is where it's really interesting because, you know, as you know, when you're on your spiritual path and you're listening to your divine higher self and you are listening to your teachers and your guides, they change and they grow as you grow and you trust and you start to really work that energy. And I look back, and for me, I was born a medium and I got a lot of fear over communicating because it wasn't accepted by anybody. And the only time, and you know, spirit's awesome because they keep giving you opportunities, but they were giving it to me around healing because I'd always do it because I thought I can help, whether it's an animal or when I went into nursing, they would talk to me and I would listen because I knew it was going to be right. So they would say, go over there. That person needs this. This is what's going to happen. Their heart rhythm's changing right now. Go. And so over the years, people would say to me, oh my gosh, like, how did you know that? I'm like, I don't know, just nurse's intuition. And I downplayed everything because I didn't want to be found out that I was a medium and I was talking to all these spirits. And, you know, it wasn't me doing the work. It's absolutely them doing the work. And now it's kind of grown where they, before I even go in a room, their guides are talking to my guides and they're telling me, oh, they're here for sinus infection and sinus pressure and blah, blah, blah. But they're having belly pain. They're having rectal bleeding. They're having all these other things. You need to address this and look inside the body there and see what is going on. So, and my nurses can attest to this over the years. They'll say, you went in for a sinus infection. You came out. They're having a colonoscopy. They're having this. Like, how did you get from there to there? And that's totally my guide saying, look, there's way more here that we can address. Let's do it. And so I, you know, my patients don't always know anything. They just wonder, huh, well, she's talking about my sinuses, but all of a sudden she's talking about my belly. And oh my gosh.
How did she know?
Yeah. And she diagnosed colon cancer. Well, I came in for a sinus infection. So, you know, it's just amazing when you listen and honor it. And, you know, and then you have to be a little creative, you know, like I need to ask you questions about your belly, but you're not here for that, you know?
Yeah.
So spirit kind of has led me how to do that. And even if you're in the room and your loved ones are there, I'm listening to them. I'm listening to you, my patient. I'm listening to your guys and my guys. There's a whole party in my head and trying to figure out what you really need today and how can we best help you. And it may be planting a seed about, you know, empowering yourself and, hey, you're not alone. Other people out there are feeling the same things and it's okay. Just breathe. And it's just, it amazes me every day when I work with patients because they get what they need. They get what they need. And sometimes that's, you know, it's often not what they came for, but they get what they need.
I know, which is great because now your patients are getting the best of both worlds. You know, they're getting somebody who's tuned in and tapped into the spiritual realm that is able to address those needs that they're not bringing forth.
And I a lot of, absolutely. And I work with a lot of patients that are homeless and they're underserved and, you know, they have limited resources and they just struggle on basic things every single blessed day. And, you know, just trying to give them a little bit of support and spirit saying, hey, tell them to go here. And I don't even know where that is, but I'm going to investigate and see, oh yeah, there's another support in the community that will help you here. And, you know, just trying to instill hope and love to people and show them the compassion that they don't always show themselves. And spirit has a great way to do that. If we listen.
That's wonderful. I mean, it's wonderful you're working with the people that really need you. You know, that's really what they say, the other Periscope channel, Love in Action, right? You're doing that.
Yes.
You're doing Love in Action, which you do have a show on, right? You have a show on Love in Action.
It's called Intuitive Development that I do on Sunday nights. And, you know, because my belief is that every single person is intuitive. And it's just a matter of doing little exercises to strengthen the muscles so that you build and enhance the communication with the divine. And every single person can
right.
do it. Everybody meant to be a medium? I don't believe so, but I believe everybody has capabilities and can develop whatever they wish to in this lifetime. You know, so it gives people different choices and options on how they truly are intuitive in their everyday life and honoring those feelings. So I love doing that. I absolutely love doing that.
That's awesome. All right, we've got a couple people in the queue. Would you like to take one of the callers?
Absolutely.
Okay, we have area code 954. I'm going to turn your mic on. If you'll just let me know your name. Welcome in, 954. What is your name?
Hi, my name is Mary, and I'm so grateful to get through. I actually grew up going to Lilydale most of my younger years and was introduced to spiritualism in that way and have followed that path throughout my life. And I'm not living there now, but I do miss it, and it was a great foundation for where I am. I would like to see if she could tap into her intuitive medical intuition, because I've been dealing with a medical problem now for about 3 years, and it seems like it'll get a little better and then it'll get much worse, and it's a painful condition. I don't know if she needs me to give her information as to what's going on, or if she pick up.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Let's ask Michelle. Dr. Michelle, would you like to pick this up?
Absolutely. Mary, as soon as I tapped into your energy, I started getting several things going on within your physical body. They're talking to me about, I feel as though there's a lot of physical pain within the body. Vitamin D is a little low. I feel like...
I'm sorry? What did you just say, that the last statement?
Your vitamin D level is low.
Okay, because I was tested for that, and I've been taking 2,000 a day, and they said that it's very good when I was tested several times recently.
Okay.
I don't know if you see, maybe I need more than the average, but I was told, you know, I've had a lot of tests on that. It is not exactly where the problem is, but it may contribute to some of it.
Okay, so... they're showing me lots of different things. Absorption within the gut has been an issue. And they're talking about the processed foods killing off different, knocking off the balance within the gut and digestion. I feel like almost like an irritable bowel going on
That's what I have. That's one of the things. Yeah,
okay.
That's one of the things that's going on.
Okay, so they're talking to me about, with this in particular, is they're talking about a clean diet, very holistic, clean diet, like juicing vegetables, staying away from a lot of processed foods. It's causing the inflammation within the physical body. They're also talking about, and you want to make sure that you review any of this with your providers, okay? But they're talking about maybe turmeric is a very good thing, the golden milk, because I'm just feeling physical pain within the joints and the muscles. There's inflammation kind of all going on. And I don't believe it's quite to the degree of MS, but it feels very similar in the physical body, if that makes sense to you.
Yes. Do you pick up anything in the area of the urinary tract or female area?
I feel as though there's issues all through the lower abdomen with that, and it's a lot of inflammation. They're showing me, so when I'm looking at the kidneys, I feel like you're not emptying out. There's almost like a reflux that's happening within the kidneys, if that makes sense to you.
Hmm.
It's almost like they're showing it as almost like in a spasm, so that can be where you can feel like you're not empty when you go. But if you were to have an ultrasound, I feel as though you may see that you have increased residual within the bladder.
It's funny you say that, because I just completed an ultrasound in my doctor's office, and I'm waiting for the results on that.
Okay. So, I feel like I don't – I feel like that's going on, but I don't know that it's severe enough to require too much. Like medication, I feel like they'll probably give you some medication to help it, but I don't feel that it's where they have to go in and do anything right now. But I feel as though it is something that they will be watching.
They don't seem to know any other alternative but to keep giving me antibiotics for urinary infections that keep coming back.
And here's what Spirit is talking to you about this. They want you to eat alkaline-based diet. You're very acidic. You are about a 5 to 5.5 acidic. And
is there a way of testing that?
Well, you can get those strips, and you can check the saliva. You can check your own urine. They're talking to me about every day drinking half of a lemon with a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and, you know, like 6 to 8 ounces of water. Like you drink this twice a day. This will help cut down, because if your body is a little bit more alkaline, there is no chance of bacteria growing in an alkaline environment. So you have to shift your balance. That's the biggest thing.
And taking lemon and cucumber in water, sometimes with mint, is that also a good alternative rather than the ACV, or do I have to have that?
The ACV is better for the alkalinity. So the cucumber and mint, that's great with the lemon to drink throughout the day, but they're talking about concentration. So it's like you squeeze this lemon and you don't dilute it with a big, you know, like in a big pitcher. It's just concentrate in it. It's like a power slam in the morning. That's going to
do. And that won't cause the bowel to go haywire.
No. The ACV is what's going to help with the gut a little bit more. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you want to do it at least once a day. And if you're feeling more symptomatic, you bump it to twice a day for a couple weeks, and then you go back down to once a day. So you can adjust how you're doing it, but right now they're saying twice a day for 2 weeks, go back down to once a day.
You don't think there's anything seriously wrong, like in the colon area, where I would have to go back and have more serious tests on that? Or do you think that'll resolve a lot of that?
They want you to start with 1 teaspoon of the ACV and then work it up to a tablespoon. I feel like it's almost like you have diverticuli in there. I see a herniation.
Yeah, I've had that before in the past. Do I need to go through a big test for that, or can I resolve it?
No, I think that it's diet. They're saying diet is huge on how you're feeling within the physical. So it's important that you eat more of the diverticular diet, where you're avoiding the seeds and the nuts and all of those types of things. But they're really hard here that you really go into eating much more vegetarian. And if you do eat meats, that you really need to bless the animal and find and give the animal a healing at the time that they died for their food, because the food is interactive in your body.
Really?
It's not enjoying the vibration. So you have to
increase fiber. I've been taking some increase of fiber over the counter, adding that to my diet. Is that a good thing to do?
That is a wonderful thing to do. And if you juice your vegetables, you'd get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can buy the juice. I don't have a juicer, but I can buy the bottled juices or go and get that type of juice as well, and that will assist, right?
Well, it's not as good. You get more nutrients and more clean, preservative-free is what they're wanting. So if you can get one of those little NutriBullets even, that would be great.
Yeah, I'm a little bit financially challenged at the moment, so I'm doing the best I can with what I have to work with.
Just try to eat vegetables and a cleaner diet, less processed foods.
Okay.
Just eat a lot of whole foods if you can. You know, eat the whole vegetables. Wash the vegetables before you eat them, and eat that alkaline diet, like Dr. Michelle
eating
said.
Eating a lot of fruit and vegetables as well.
Yeah,
good.
What I'm doing lately. Well,
all right. Well, that sounds good.
Glad I got to speak with you, Michelle. It's very nice to hear you, and I will try working on that, and I hope to hear you again soon. Thank you so much for that.
God bless.
God bless.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary, for calling. Thank you. And thank
okay.
you for calling in.
Have a good
day.
Mother.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, Michelle. That was great. Yeah, you know, that's the whole thing. You know, I am big on whole foods and non-processed foods. And I think if more people eat the whole food diet, the less diseases and illnesses we're going to have in this world, right?
Well, and I believe that 100%, and I totally understand, Mary, when you're talking about limited resources, you know, and quite frankly, a lot
yeah.
of my patients that I talk to, they're like, yeah, that's great, but I can't afford it. And I'm like, okay,
yeah.
well, just every week, just add a little bit more. Just add a little bit more in the
right.
diet. Look for the sales. Look for, you know, you can totally find whatever's on sale and try to freeze it, or, you know, try to have those things available and you eat based on whatever's on sale. And that's even helpful.
Right.
Just a little steps in that direction will help.
Right.
And the big
Absolutely.
Thing we're talking about is one thing that we're not doing, and this goes for everybody across the board, really honoring our food before we ingest it. Everything's vibration, including our food. And how these animals are dying is affecting the food
yeah.
and affecting how your body will digest it. And, you know, it was
right.
really awesome because I had a friend and we were out to dinner, and I don't eat much meat at all. And she was eating a burger, and she just ate a little bit, and she started with these horrific pains. And I said to her, you have to go back and honor that food. And she just looked at me, she goes, oh my gosh, I didn't do that. And as soon as she did that, then the pain in her belly, I mean, her belly was doing flip-flops, and it calmed down, and she was able then to digest it. But at first, the body was fighting the vibration of the food. So
yeah.
There is something to say a prayer over your food. And it's not that you have food, it's thanking that animal for allowing it to die for you and support you.
Right.
And, you know, just every single person can give spiritual healing, and that's just laying of hands. Put your hands over your food and ask God to bless it. Ask the angel teachers, guides to heal it and find it in a peaceful state, a higher vibration, and then ingest it, and you will see a huge difference in how that feels within your body.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't even know that, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah,
I am.
Absolutely.
Now we have another call. Are you ready for another caller?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is going fast. Okay, we have a caller in the 706 area code. I'm going to bring you on, and what is your name?
I'm Mary Ellen.
Hi, Mary Ellen. What is the question you have for Dr. Michelle Walker?
I've been feeling very tired, and there's a lot going on, you know, around us right now.
Okay.
And, I mean, I take herbal, you know, I take cinnamon and, vitamins and whatever else. But I just feel like I just don't have any energy. Like, I'm almost like, I almost want to go to bed and put the covers over my bed and say, wait, over my head and say, please wake me up when all of this settles down.
Okay. So, Mary Ellen, what I'm getting when I tap into your body is two things. I feel as though your B vitamins are a little low, and they're talking to you about eating a more balanced diet. Like, they're showing me the rainbow of colors of vegetables and fruits, and they'd like you to try to get away from other things. They're also talking to me about stress, and that I feel as though finding some kind of ritual of being in prayer meditation would be extremely helpful for you. And in that meditation, ask for guidance. I feel as though you're just overwhelmed, like you have a huge weight, and it's like you were compensating really well for a long time, but now you're just, it's like the hands are thrown in the air, and you're like, whatever, I'm over this. I don't even know what else to do. It's like, don't bring me anything else. I can't handle it right now. Does that make sense to you?
It has to do with, that has to do with our living situation right now, because the house, you know, that we're renting is on the market, and it's just been people. I don't like people coming in,
right.
You know what I mean? The energy that comes in with people. And
right.
So I just, I told the gentleman on the house last week, I said, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
That's what I saw. they're talking to me about, and this is again why they're saying that it's important that you have some kind of ritual, whether it's, you know, saying your prayers at night or sitting in silence in a meditation, because your balance is thrown off right now. And doing a good staging through the house and the property would be wonderful. Having somebody come and do that for you and, you know, put a blessing there would also be very helpful. They're talking about keeping the eye on the prize. Don't get so sucked in with all of this day-to-day mundane stuff. Because if you try to micromanage or be deep in it too much, your resistance goes down. So they're talking about not really worrying if someone calls and says, "Hey, we want to show the house." Yeah, okay, whatever. It's how it is what it is. Instead of saying, "No, you have to wait till tomorrow. I'm going to scrub the whole house top to bottom." You know what I'm saying? Like, just be more focused on you right now. Things are going to open up, but you have to kind of stay forward with your intention and your plan. Are you planning on purchasing another home? Because I feel like there's something, but it's just ahead.
Yes, we have. We found a house, and the people are very nice that own it. They own two of them, and somebody else is already, you know, we're not in a position at this moment to purchase, but we will be, I would say, probably within enough time would be a year, but I would say probably closer to 6 months.
Okay.
And
go ahead.
And this house that we're, I mean, the original one that we looked at, and I kept telling him, I told my husband, I said, I just don't like it. Anyways, we took the one above it, and they said that we could lease it, and they would apply everything, and they would hold the note for 5 years.
Okay, so that makes perfect sense, with it just being almost out of reach, but it's right there. And so what they're telling me is just keep your focus forward at that house, because it's going to happen in the next couple months, and you're going to have another, like, leap forward in that direction, but you have to keep going in that direction. So they're talking to me about cleaning and packing and doing all of those things now. Without it solidified, move in that direction, and that pushes the energy where you need it to be. But where you're at currently, it's going to go quickly. You're going to be able to get out of there quickly, but you have to keep the energy forward. And they're saying it's just about the resistance and truly being grateful with they want. So here's what I hear from one of your guys. It says, count the ways that you are grateful. Just sit and go, thank you. You know, even though we're kind of like stuck here for a minute, I'm so grateful that we have an opportunity to move forward. I'm so grateful for all these things in my life. And sit in that energy and be grateful for those energies, they're saying, because there's so many beautiful, wonderful things. And they're saying you get caught up in your emotions in other stuff. So take it back a minute, step back, and just look at the bigger picture and look at really how beautiful your life has been and is. That's going to help you a lot. And, you know, just think over and over in your head about, you know, I'm so full of energy. Like it is almost a test for you with your law of attraction. So if you keep saying, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. Oh my gosh, I'm so tired. You keep getting more tired and more tired. So flip it around and just say, I'm filled with energy and enthusiasm. I'm so filled with so much energy and joy and love for being able to move forward, and I'm going to paint this house, and you just want to keep moving in that direction. It's almost like fake it till you make it, you know?
Right. And my client, he's coming back in, and we're supposed to be finalizing the contract when
Perfect.
He gets back in. And do you see that happening soon?
Yes. Yep. I feel like you just have to, like, let those negative, tired energies, like, see them, you know, like it would be, oh, okay, I see you, but I'm not giving you any attention, and turn your head in a different direction and focus on moving forward. And it happens. But they're saying that you have the power to delay this too. If you keep being focused in, I'm too tired, this isn't going the way I want, if you start getting the negative rolling, you're going to push it out further.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
That's excellent.
Good luck. It's going to be a really good move for you. I like the energy of that place.
Yeah, it's we went and I sat on the back. I just sat down on the lawn the other day on the back. It's a beautiful piece of property, and it's high up on the mountain, and you know, in the fall you probably could see the mountains, but
Yeah. Right
now we can't see them.
It is very much a peaceful haven for you, so.
Yeah, my husband said, would you please get up off the ground? The people are looking out the window across the street. I said, I don't care. I'm laying claim to this house.
That's right. Tell them they really won't like it when we live here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's
all right.
Thank you, Mary Ellen, for calling in. We really appreciate it.
And thank you so much. You ladies have a happy Mother's Day. And
you too. Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Sweet.
Another great call. Boy, we went from health to the house. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you never know where spirit takes it, for sure.
You never know. And now this is funny. Our first caller was Mary. Our second caller was Mary Ellen. And our email question comes from a Mary.
Nice.
This is the Three Mary show. So earlier you talked about being a medium as a child and having to suppress that. This question is based on that.
Okay.
So let me read what she wrote. She said, yesterday at school, my son's teacher called me in because he had told everyone very calmly and a matter-of-factly about his brother who had died. I had a brother once, he said. His name was Ben, and he died before he was one. He dropped his dummy and fell out of the buggy, and a car ran over his neck. He repeated the story word for word to several adults who questioned him, and the school was shocked. I hadn't informed them. Aside from it, true in this lifetime. Initially, when I questioned my son, he got scared and said he was too tired to talk about it. Eventually, he talked more about Ben. He was a brother from another mummy. He was in my tummy at the time. Both Ben and his mummy are now buried in the same hole in a ground in New Zealand, he said. Now, her son is he's 4 years old, and he is an empath,
mm-hmm.
and he has severe mood swings and he's dysregulation. And is there any way this can be coming from another realm? And if so, has it happened before and how can she help him?
You're reading a story and I have chills all over, and this is so true.
Okay.
This is not made up. This is very much true. He, is extremely empathic, and he's remembering that lifetime. I feel like he was talkative and communicating from the minute he came in here. He is a huge crystalline child, and he's anchoring a lot of light onto this earth plane. And
you just gave me chills.
he's a very powerful light, and the challenge is making sure that he doesn't shut this down and making sure that he does it safely and with support and love. So they're talking to me about, he has Archangel Gabriel around him and Archangel Michael helping him on his life purpose. And I feel like Archangel Ariel is also around him. So her teaching him about the archangels through Doreen Virtue's books and things would feel very natural and loving and supportive for him. So reading him bedtime stories, read about Archangel Michael, read about these different archangels and what they can help him do and how they're loving him and supporting him. Because I feel as though he's a very good angel communicator as well. He, I don't know where they're located in this lifetime, but, you know, there are different places, pockets, I'm told pockets, all over the world of intuitive spiritual beings. And trying to find, and she can Google up, like Lilydale is an amazing place. They have a children's week. Everybody is supportive, trying to teach them about the spirits and how to communicate and how to honor that. there's other, like I said, there's other places, pockets that people are true, genuine, and in their integrity trying to support and help them. So like I said, he teaching him to sit in prayer and connect in, which he's still connected. A lot of times what happens is when babies come in, they're still in the veil and they're still connected. And then at some given time,
right,
they close that. And not everybody's meant to, and he's not meant to. But the reaction, that's already instilled on him, that people are like, what? But he's pretty strong. So that hasn't shut this down for him, even though everybody's like, what the heck are you talking about? So that's
right,
wonderful. But for her to educate herself on what is an empath and how do you talk to spirit, and giving him spiritual books, spiritual texts, trying to find a spiritualist church around would be very helpful, because this is where she will find the like minds to help him understand his gifts and how to use it, you know, wisely. And if he doesn't like an entity that comes, and that was always a big fear for me as a mom. My son is also extremely intuitive, and I would always be like, leave him alone. You know, like I challenged with some of the spirits he was talking to, and I didn't want him talking to some of them. Others, I didn't care. And you worry, and, you know, without a big support system. But what I did was I just asked Archangel Michael, please watch over him in the situation. And I always, from the time he could speak, I would tell him, Archangel Michael is with both of us always. And to let him know that he's secure to do it. And that's the hardest thing is teaching them to stay open in such a harsh world. Because just being out, and the other thing she needs to understand is about empathic kids like him is that they can really challenge not being emotional and frustrated. And people always want to label them as either bipolar or ADHD, but she needs to understand he's not just seeing what's happening in this realm. He's seeing and feeling what's happening veil, and it makes you, when you're wide open and you're feeling across the veil, you are hypersensitive to this environment. So I was out with somebody with dinner, and the conversation kept getting louder and louder and louder, and I was like, I gotta go. I'm like, this is just way too much. I can't be wide open and be me in a harsher environment. And I feel he's very much the same, where he would thrive with kids of like minds. He would thrive sitting in nature, making sure he, you know, takes salt baths to balance and ground all this the negative energy around him. All of these things,
right,
that, you know, he is adult do as empaths. But her educating herself as to that, speaking to other people that do the same thing, will help her tremendously support him.
Oh, that's good advice. Yeah, definitely. And that's probably where his dysregulation comes from, is from all the overwhelmment that he receives being the empath. That's
and
what it
honestly,
sounds like.
It really is, because they don't understand if the parents are not empaths and intuitive, they don't understand how to help them, because they're like, well, I'm fine, because they're not wide open and their auras aren't way out here and delving into that realm. So connecting with other people, have her, go back in Love in Action and look at my intuitive development. I teach all about that. Any kind of courses with intuitive development can teach them little exercises to breathe and understand.
That's a good idea. That's
yeah,
a really good idea. So that's your Love in Action channel that you have, your Periscope channel. Yeah.
Correct.
I'll shoot that to her in an email as she doesn't hear this. Hopefully she'll hear this radio broadcast. But I can shoot that in the email back.
Yeah, and if
her,
she can go to Lilydale, that would be amazing. They have nonstop amazing people that work with all the kiddos that are intuitive, and they teach them so beautifully. And you get to see them come back year after year, and they're more empowered in who they are and what their purpose is and how they can use this instead of the reverse, where more and more kids get labeled sensitive, get labeled this, and then they numb them out with all the medication.
I mean, speaking of that, I think there's more and more kids now. I mean, back in our time when we were younger, we were discouraged, everything, and a lot of people were shut off. you know, they shut themselves down, turn themselves off, and haven't come back, haven't turned themselves back on. But I think nowadays you're getting more people are aware, and there are more and more kids that are coming through, more sensitive kids that are coming through.
Oh yeah, I'm an indigo, but the crystalline kiddos, man, they're wide open and they are here with a purpose and heart. And even though I was the same way and extremely stubborn, and I understood, even if I didn't understand, I understood, yes, you need to do this, you do need to do this, you need to, and it didn't fit in with my environment. And that's what these kids, there's more and more of the light anchored by people like you and I and millions of other people, that they can come in a little stronger and, you know, anchoring that light. But when they choose these challenging home environments with a mismatch of energies, it can be very challenging for both. And but she can read everything she can read about crystalline children and, you know, how they think and what their purpose is and how she can empower that is really just listen to him, you know, listen to the things that he has to say, teach him to journal his feelings. He's just little, but he can record what they say. She can record it. But logging things would be helpful too.
Yeah. I mean, if he's not, I don't think he's probably old enough to write, but if he could, like you said, you can use a recorder and have him talk about it and journal it that way. That's a really good way to do that. I never even thought of that.
Yeah, there's always a way. There's always a creative way to get around it. But that would help him. And then, you know, she could write it all down or store it on the computer for him later and be like, yeah, this was your early channelings and you know, information.
Oh my God, that's so awesome. You know, when my daughter was, oh my God, she was maybe one. She was talking sentences when she was 1 year old. But she told me that she chose me to be her mommy because she knew that I could help her. And I was like, what? You know, I mean, because you don't expect it from a 1 year old who's talking sentences. You know, I mean, she was running when she was 7 months old and walking, but here she's at one or a little over one, and she's telling me this, and I'm like, okay. You know, but yeah, I mean, it's more kids nowadays are coming in like that. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. My son was little and he had a nickname, and it was grandparents that were his guardians. And he would talk to them all the time, but he had to use a nickname. And then when we purchased the house, there was the spirit of the elderly man was there, and he was talking to him all the time. He'd wake up in his sleep and he'd be holding on big conversations. And I, you know, you have those baby monitors, you know, and I'm like, oh my Lord, please be quiet. I need to go back to sleep. And he was just talking away in the wee hours of the morning. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. And he wouldn't,
I got to work in the morning.
Yeah. 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 And he wouldn't remember or talk about it. And he would try to talk about it with my mother, who was extremely close. And she'd be like, well, don't talk to them, you know, like trying to instill that fear into him too, like she did me. And, you know, I've had lots of things throughout my life too, when people weren't ready. You know, you see they're going to die and you say, don't get in that car. You're going to die. I want you to stay here. And they just look at you like, you're crazy. I'm young. I'm not going to happen to me. And then when they die, people look at you like, yeah, you're really weird. Like,
yeah.
How did you know that? And you go, I don't know. I don't know how I know that. So it wasn't very well received, but it's so different now. There's so many more kiddos coming in, and the people that teachers and Sunday school teachers and people that are really working with these children, don't label them. Just be open to explore what you know. And, you know, I'm a very healthy skeptic. So I would be like, cool. Well, I'd record them, write down the day. And then if these events happen, be like, well, holy crap, look at that. You know?
Right. Right.
Prove it to yourself.
Well, I think it's great to have a little bit of skepticism because you know, you always have to, look at all the angles. You know,
absolutely.
You really have to look at all the angles. And when they really do come true, and then you say, okay, all right, I get it, you know? And it's funny because even with your own intuition, for myself, you know, over the years, you learn like, okay, I knew that. I didn't listen to that. And look what happened, you know?
Oh, I understand that story very well. Yes, I look at that. And, you know, I still do it. And I always argue with spirit. And I'm like, why do I do this? Because I know they're right. But, you know, yeah, it's like a healthy skeptic in me goes, really? I don't know. But when we get out of our own ego and we just listen, it always, always, always works out. So it's our own challenges, you know, to stay in the flow and listen.
Yeah. So now I just want to ask you one question because you do so many things, Michelle. You're like, you've got so many hats. I mean, I know I do the same thing, but what brings you joy in the work that you do? And you can choose any work.
Yeah. Honestly, what I do, I love what I do because listening to spirit and helping somebody, they show me what the challenge is, what the issue is. And, you know, just being the vessel and relaying that information and watching the light bulbs go off and watching people go, I can do this. That is worth every penny, the healing that comes from that. And they can let go of all this baggage that they carry around. It's just so beautiful to watch. It brings me to tears to see people just heal themselves and go, that's what I needed to hear. You know, it's like you never know what's going to do it. You never know. And I love bringing forth their loved ones that they maybe have never even met. And they have this beautiful message for them or, you know, the ones that they absolutely know without a shadow of doubt, that is their grandmother or their mother or their father and seeing how it empowers them to move forward and know you're not lost. We're not lost. We're not down here like floating in this river of nothingness. We are not lost. They're watching. They're supporting. So those are the things that really just stir my soul and keep me doing it day after.
Yeah, it brings the passion.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
For what you do.
Yeah.
So we have one more question.
Okay.
Oh, are you there? One more question. And it's another email came through. Actually, it's the same woman with the sun.
Okay.
And she asks about her. She says she's tried to call in but can't get through, and she can't find the chat. But she has she had the urge to ask about her migraine headaches that she has. That's all she said. So I'm not really sure if that can help you at all. It's hard because I know you don't have.
Well, no, I feel her energy and I feel as though she's in her head a lot. She is a thinker. She's a worrier. She's in her head a lot. And they're saying that it's cycling itself. And the kiddo brings down a lot of higher vibration and that can also do that. So if she were to learn to go into meditation, that will help the headache, help offset some of that pressure and energy. She to calm that mind a little bit would be very helpful. But she's like boom, 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 like always thinking, always trying to do. And she needs to just kind of like go into nature, sit in, you know, go earthing and sit under a tree, go hug a tree and just breathe.
Yeah.
And breathe
be
in
out
nature.
In nature more. Maybe do your meditations out in nature.
Perfect.
Versus inside. Because, I know I have this beautiful pond setting and I do a lot of my meditations out there when we do have nice weather. Not this weekend, it's raining. But I do a lot of them outside in nature. And if that's what you're saying, connect with the nature, that helps so much. I know for me it does.
And learning how to shut that down. So whether it's a guided meditation to start with and then eventually take you and your son and go and see who teaches meditation and you two go do that together and learn together how to meditate. That would be phenomenal to help with those headaches. It's just a lot of stress and tension that's causing them. And they're saying watch the preservatives in the diet because the diet can sometimes trigger it.
Okay. Well, that's good to know then. Okay, we have like 5 minutes left, and I have a couple more questions I want to ask you, Michelle.
Yeah.
I want to know, who is your role model and why? why is that person your role model?
Well, that's a great question.
One.
That's a great question. I have several, probably several people. And it may be a little interesting. there's a child that I just absolutely adore. That is my role model because they live very mindful and in the moment, and they don't involve in any of the dramas of the world. They're of the world, but not, they're not in this world, if you will. You know, I have another mentor that, from Lilydale, Elaine Thomas, who is just one of the most amazing women I think I've ever met. And she's so connected with spirit and such a beautiful, loving soul. And she truly, I get all teary eyed. She truly has changed my whole life, truly.
Yeah.
Her and Tom Crassley, oh my Lord, he is the most amazing healer. So powerful and intense. And they, both of them have transformed my entire practice. So I have lots of people for lots of different reasons, you know.
That's good, though.
Living this authentic life, you know. Anybody
yeah.
that lives an
yeah.
authentic life and truly gives of themselves and honors spirit, it amazes
yeah.
me how people continue to do it in these harsh times, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Michelle, for coming on. I really appreciate it. I want you to tell the listeners where they can find you, what shows you do. We have like 3 minutes left. If you could tell them, I would really appreciate how they can connect with you.
Absolutely. You can go to my website. It's www.empoweredwellness.org. I do readings. I officiate weddings. That is part of my spiritual ministry. You can find me. I'm in Lilydale most of the in season. So if you see me there, stop, say hi, introduce yourself. And so I do a lot of, you know, service for the different services that are there. I do some public demonstration there. I do a lot of psychic fairs. So check out my website. I usually keep that up to date. I also do Sunday nights at 7:00. I do my medium in the raw. And this is where I do mediumship. For love donations. So, you know, it's my way of giving back to people and exposing more and more people. So you can always check that out. You can find it on my YouTube channel. You can find it on my website.
I'll put a link on my website too.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah. If you Google me, you can find all about me out there. So, and I do Love in Action where I do the intuitive development, and that may be changing in the near future. We'll see, but I definitely still love to be a teacher and, you know, share the knowledge I have. So I'll be doing some kind of teaching. So please feel free to look me up. If you are listening to this broadcast, I'm offering, use the code HEALING. Just type in HEALING on my website, and I'm offering $10 off readings. So feel free to take advantage of that.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
You're welcome.
Great. Thank you so much. Listen, I want to ask you if you can just stay on while I do the closing of the show.
Absolutely.
So I can chit-chat a little with you. All right.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for coming on.
Take care.
All right. Okay, everybody, if you want to learn more about activating your healing genes and turning off your illness genes, I want you to come on over to ElizabethSampson.com, sign up for a free discovery call to see if we are a match to work together, or if you like the teachings that you hear here on the radio show or on my blog, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever it may be, or you want one-on-one coaching sessions. If you're ready to shed the illness, get to the root cause of the physical ailments, coaching can be right for you. Sign up for a session with me over at ElizabethSampson.com. And I want you to just remember, it's up to you to take 100% control of your health, because you hold the keys to your healing, and it depends on you, which road you choose to travel. So this is Elizabeth Sampson signing off. We will see you here Wednesday at 3 p.m. with Jamaad Kelly, an empowerment coach. And we hope to see you then. So take care, everybody. And until Wednesday, have a great week and happy Mother's Day. Oh my God, thank you so much.